We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The lights, the sounds, the cameras, the electricity. If you can feel it, hear it, see it, chances are an IBEW electrician built it. The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Excellent training, fantastic benefits in retirement, and zero student loan debt. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
The following is a presentation of the Rice Sports Network.
The Rice Sports Network.
From Learfield, IMG College. On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Welcome to Rice Owls Insider, powered by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. Now, here's the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. Did you miss us? We certainly missed you out there. Thanks for tuning into this episode. It is going to be a great one. So hopefully you are safe and well out there, making it through the Snowvid 2021. I stole that, admittedly, but no, seriously, hope you're safe. And I know it's warmer right now, but this time a week ago as we recorded, it certainly was not. But subscribe, listen. We're also on YouTube. Give us a subscribe there on that Rice Athletics YouTube page up there doing the point thing. Always see on the YouTube videos, however they do it. But all the kids are on it, this YouTube. I think it's going to be something. But hit us a subscribe podcast and YouTube and all that good stuff. Very well-balanced episode. Not that the others aren't, but this one, the busy crossover time of year, lends itself to a lot more of content. So I'll stop yapping. But hey, it's what I do for a living. Here's what's coming up. We'll, of course, chat with men's basketball coach Scott Pera. Talk about the cancellations against Marshall and the upcoming trip up to Ruston against Louisiana Tech. That's 6:30 Friday and 1 o'clock, some national TV exposure on CBS Sports. You can sync us up on the TuneIn app, RiceOwls.com, the Rice Game Day app as well. Houston Methodist pregame coming up 15 minutes before those opening tips. Some other Rice news this week. Owls women on the hardwood have won 3 of 4 since we last joined you. Tina Langley's bunch host Louisiana Tech Friday and Saturday. Pretty much mirrored scheduling, as you probably know that pattern by now. Owls baseball getting underway. Rice took 2 of 3 from the crosstown foes HBU Huskies. They got that walk-off win. What a first career hit for Connor Walsh as he gapped it to right center for that first one. Loved being on the call for that one. Sometimes because of the schedule overlap, I'm not always able to be at Rice Baseball in the opening weekend, but really enjoyed that series win in three pretty close games. The Owls won a late one on Saturday. You might know this already, but Owls baseball is up and going. Rice volleyball has been on a roll. Coach Volpe's team has won six straight there in San Antonio this weekend. And in Rice track and field, a lot to get to, so hold your breath here. The men placed fourth at the CUSA indoor meet. Distance runner Alex Topini earned his first career CUSA indoor individual medal by finishing second in the mile. He had a personal record time of just over 4:07 to collect 18 points for the Owls. Also earning a spot in the medal stand for the first time in his career was sophomore thrower Christopher Rivera. He placed second in the shot put. He also had a personal record throw of 16.17 meters. That's a little over 53 feet. And in the women's indoor, the Owls also finished fourth, but they had another mega day from Grace Forbes, and that is still undershooting it. She'll be making a return trip on the podcast coming up here in a couple segments, but she broke a school record, and that's a tease. But how about this? Another huge news on her that we didn't know as we recorded it, because this came down right after we recorded her segment. She's early. I had to wake up at the crack of dawn to early interview her. But she was named the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association National Female Athlete of the Week. And that's the first time any Rice track athlete has won the award during the indoor season. Just another in her ever-expanding trophy case. It's a great talk with Grace coming up. She is so humble and so gracious with her abilities, and she's a sophomore. So get ready for a lot more of these chats. I teased her. Hopefully she liked it. She's going to be doing a lot more of these. But great talk with Grace, so please stay tuned for that. And finally, Rice swimming. We also get to that on the pod. Seth Houston will come on to talk about the upcoming conference meet in Atlanta. He's got a good mix of veteran and young swimmers, and they've had a lot to adjust to as far as the different meets that they've swam in. And he'll talk about some of that and the strong races and competitions for the Owls swimmers. Appreciate him for making time to. We talk about that early get-up time. Like, his practices are over by the time we started recording. I made it seem like a big deal, like, oh, yeah, getting up early. But anyway, he was about to fly out to the ATL, so he squeezed us in, so we're thankful for that. But every show proudly brought to you by IBEW Local 716, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 716, lighting up Rice University and Houston for over 100 years. We kick off the show next with Coach Pera, Rice Owls Insider, continuing next from Learfield IMG College.
Even now, while we're distancing, your body needs to move. At Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, our teams are ready with advanced technology and imaging to deliver custom treatment plans safely. And our minimally invasive procedures can help you heal faster. We have the expertise to keep you moving, because every movement matters. Find the care you need, locations throughout Houston. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Time out. Smart Financial wants you to know that a good banking experience shouldn't feel like you're getting tackled. Since 1934, we have prided ourselves on providing hassle-free services with a game plan that focuses on people, not profits. If you live, work, or go to school at or around Rice University, visit smartcu.org to join our family and become a part of the winning team. Smart Financial, proud sponsor of Rice Athletics. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider and the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Smart Financial's game plan is simple. People before profits. Whether it's saving for retirement, finding your favorite car, or buying your dream home, we can help. Text RICE to 276-278 to find out how in this pandemic, snowvid, all that stuff, time of year, it feels like it's been a while since we talked to head coach Scott Pera, because it has. Coach, how are you doing?
JP, I'm doing great. Good to see you again.
Yeah, extenuating circumstances on a couple levels. We couldn't talk last week, but how'd you and the staff team make out with the Texas-sized, I guess, kind of slush and winter stuff that you Northerners aren't unaccustomed to, but how'd the rest of the folks make out?
Yeah, it was an interesting week, for sure. Difficult in many, many avenues. Always worry about, my family and then also the team. And a lot of moving parts, a lot of lost power, a lot of trying to figure out, making sure our guys have meals and get to a place where it's warm. And fortunately, we were really lucky with my family having a neighbor that had a generator. And also very lucky that we didn't have any pipes burst. So, it was interesting week to say the least, but here we are in a 72 degree and sunny day a week later.
You'll figure. Texas weather. The Marshall game's canceled because of contact tracing. Everything good right now? I know good a relative term these days, but everything looking okay?
Yeah, we're heading back in the right direction here. Hope to practice and get ready for La Tech, and that should occur. And we'll be down another player this weekend, but at this point, unfortunately we're pretty used to that. And, we'll look forward to the days that we are full strength again, but in the meantime, we're just going to keep working to get better.
Yeah. Along that note, what have the guys been able to do? The ones that weren't affected by the tracing, any regular workouts or overall message that you can get to the team in such a tough time?
JP, we only had three kids that weren't. So everybody but three kids were quarantined. We obviously stayed in touch with them. We did a Zoom on Sunday night just to touch base with everybody and see how the weekend was and, kind of laugh a little bit. And as everybody was going stir crazy and the guys that could get some shots up, we only had one staff member that could do that, and that was Ryan. And he got some shots up with the guys. And, boy, I'll be happy to see everybody practice today and try and get them back in condition. That's going to be the big thing.
But from what you could tell, spirit's still pretty good, the guys.
Oh yeah, great. Our guys are great. They're bored. They're bored, but so was I. And but they, they're anxious to get back and play. And the positive spin on this is we use this as kind of like a little battery recharge. Let's get ready for a strong close to the season. We've had a good season so far, and let's end it strong.
Well, before we move on to talk about La Tech, because Coach Kunkel's got another really good team, something we haven't talked about in this segment of doing shows with you is the recruiting class. Talk about that, as I know Jaden Garon, hopefully I got that right, and Damian McDowell, how you go Cali to get some your new recruits coming in next season.
Yeah, and again, COVID recruiting. You were making some other references to COVID, but this was COVID recruiting. Kids that couldn't visit our campus. Kids that didn't play a high school season and we couldn't see them play, relying a lot on people we know and trust, and Coach Glasser and I know and trust out in California, and leaning on relationships, on quality of kids, and obviously getting to know them on phone and Zoom. I could see the families and the quality of kids they were. They fit, our culture and our character checklist, perfectly. But, man, two terrific, versatile players. Damian is going to be a tough, hard-nosed defender who can put the ball on the floor and finish and make shots. And Jaden's a skilled, tall, 6'8", almost 6'9", perimeter guy now who can really shoot it and make plays. So, versatility, I love that. Great kids to fit what we're doing. And just going to be an exciting group that they're going to add to for sure.
Let's talk about La Tech some. A lot of familiar names, but when I went deeper in the roster, the big one that stood out was the name I wasn't as familiar with, but star freshman Kenneth Lofton. Could be Conference USA Freshman of the Year. I might be overlooking some other candidates, but speak to him as he seems to be a big bruiser down low.
Can we go back and talk about the recruits more? No, just kidding. Hey, La Tech is tough, and Lofton is a great addition. I don't know how he's not going to win Freshman of the Year either. His numbers and his season speaks for itself, but he is, a unique player because, for as big as he is, he uses his body so well. He's got terrific hands and terrific feet. And then, the guards and the players they put around him, they are and you know how they are at home, and makes it even tougher. They're one of the best home teams, not just in our league, I think in the country over the past decade.
Yeah, that was my next talking point. We've been doing this a while. We know the next questions. I don't want to say it's ever easy playing in a tough venue like that, but without the number of fans, but any other different messages you give to the guys playing in such a tough place?
You try not to harp on it. You know, we got to play our game. You know, that's the key. I think one of the things that we've struggled with at Louisiana Tech over the years is the starts. We've gotten behind and just played, you know, from double digits behind from most of the first half through halftime, even back to when Mike was here and we had, you know, that really good team. We just were out of the gates. They took us out of the game. We need to be better. We need to be better at the start of these games, stay with them, you know, work to get a lead there if you can get it before halftime or and then try and carry through the second half. But we gotta be locked in early.
All right, finally, I thought about you more ways than one last couple weeks, but James Harden keeps exploding and proving it's not just our great city of Houston that he can dominate in the NBA. But what do you make the recent surge, some eye-popping numbers, and he's kind of climbed back into the MVP race, huh?
Yeah, they are they're starting to figure some things out. And I think I said this a few weeks ago when this happened. It just takes time. You know, especially this year, I mean, they can't practice. They're hardly ever practicing. And now I think I read where him, Kyrie, and KD have only played 7 games together. So it's still, once Kevin gets back, still going to take another 15, 20 games. But you're starting to see it now. They're starting to figure out ways to play together. They're playing defense better. They're just, you know, and then James is being James. I mean, when he needs to score, he scores. When he needs to pass, he passes. Just makes the plays, you know, and just, you know, obviously deservedly so, and he deserves you back in the MVP race.
And for the 3 people out there watching that don't know by now somehow that James was a coach in high school by our one and only Coach Para. But, Coach, I miss seeing you. We'll get back to it. I'm heading separate with you up to Russia. But I will see you coming up on Friday.
Look forward to it as always, JP. I'll talk to you soon. Travel safe.
Thank you. That's Head Coach Scott Para of our Rice Owls. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Owls multi-time CUSA champ runner Grace Forbes joins us on Rice Owls Insider. Coming up next from Learfield IMG College.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
What do you do when you need safe, reliable corporate transportation? You go WIN. WIN Transportation is one of the largest group transportation providers in Texas, a leader in charters, shuttles, and special events of all sizes. 5 people or 5,000, WIN offers customizable team transportation with a wide range of motor coaches, minibuses, and vans. So, for safe, reliable corporate transportation, do like the Owls and go WIN. Book at gowin.com. GOWYNNE.com.
You're listening to Rice Owls Insider. Let's rejoin JP Heat.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. Owls All-American runner Grace Forbes joins us on the podcast. No stranger here to Rice Owls Insider. Was on back in the fall, and I'm sure she'll be on many other times. Grace, a great meet and a great showing by you and the team this past weekend. Congrats. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Can't wait to get into this because we really might not have enough time to talk about all the great success you've had. But I know in the end you're modest about talking about it, but being the women's high point scorer of the meet, and really, I guess, I mean, I know you ran in another event, but the first meet in about a year. Generic question to start off, but what did that feel like, and did it sink in a day or two after, or has it sunk in yet?
Honestly, I had so much fun racing. It's been so long. I did have a 5K about a week ago, but racing with my team and racing with, I don't know, people cheering you on, it's definitely a great feeling, and felt very nice to be back.
Yeah, take us inside the student athlete's mindset, because obviously you've had classes, you've been socially distant, you've been doing a lot of other things and training, of course, that, I mean, I know that wasn't too affected by the virus, but your life was affected. So how was that adjusting, and how rewarding was it to kind of make all that hard work pay off?
It was definitely a very hard adjustment, adjusting to online school. I personally am someone that thrives off of going to class and participating. So it took a few months to adjust, but I think that the Rice track and field team really helped facilitate that adjustment. And I think it's going pretty well at the moment. Yeah.
So you won individual titles on day two in the mile, just under 4:38 in the 3,000 meters, right around 9:18. So what point, and take us kind of through, obviously not the whole race, but just a moment where you said, hey, I've got this, or you knew that it was pretty close to winning?
So I'd say in the mile, I wanted to see what I had, you know, take it out fast and try and hold on. And the 3,000 was a little bit more of a strategic race. I didn't want to go all out just because I have a few more races coming up. So we decided to try and take it a little easier and just run a time that would hopefully get the win. And about halfway through, Coach Bevan said I was doing all right. So I think I knew that I had secured first place then.
Yeah, for the track novices like me, and I don't pretend everybody listening and or watching here knows everything about track. I certainly don't. Discuss the prep going into that. You mentioned some of that. I've known Coach Bevan for a while, too. Just what goes into that? And I guess it's like any other sport, just a scouting report going race by race and event by event, right?
Yeah, so I would say conference is definitely a different animal compared to regular racing in that I have multiple races and I can't really go all out in all of them. Just because, you know, I don't have that much energy, unfortunately. During conference, it's more of a strategic kind of game or tactical game, trying to get as many points to help the team place high enough. So basically, the strategy going into the races was to do just enough to secure the win, but not enough to deplete my energy stores for the following races.
And that's not easy, is it? I'd imagine.
No, it's a little tough to know like the threshold of how fast you should go. But luckily, Coach Bevan guided me through and helped me through it.
So the second straight year, you win the mile at the CUSA Championships. And this time, I know you're a Canese major, but I'm sure Rice history is not lost on you. The great Lenny Waite, you broke her record. Did that sink in at that time? And had you ever had any interaction with Lenny?
Lenny Waite is actually one of like my biggest role models. She lets me use her treadmill all the time. We live really close to each other, and it hasn't really sunk in yet, just because I have yet to be back to campus. But I don't know. It was a really great feeling to get a school record and to know that it was Lenny Waite, who's someone that I look up to on a daily basis. It's pretty humbling, which is awesome.
So be honest. A moment of transparency and fun. You pick up the phone and get that time, and she doesn't know it yet, or I guess she might be watching too. Hey, I got your record, or anything, any kind of playful thing like that. I mean, you looked up to her so much, you broke her record. Anything like that happen or not?
Unfortunately, that did not happen, but I'm sure next time I see her, I'll talk to her about it.
It might come up, right, in conversation. Mm-hmm. So in Grace's only other performance this indoor season, she won the 5,000 at the Charlie Thomas. She referenced that a bit earlier, hosted over in Aggieland. It's also a meet school record. Now, where I'm going to with that is between that event and the mile, you could qualify for both events at the NCAA Indoor Championships, take place in Fayetteville, but also around that same time, there's the Stillwater Cross-Country Championships. And I'm not trying to be a newsbreaker here, but I'm sure it's run across you and coaches' mind. How do you balance those two and which to choose, even though you have such a long time?
Unfortunately, I'm in the same boat in that I have no idea what I'm going to do. I really like the 3,000, but I haven't had a shot to get a national qualifying time for that one. So I'm just balancing what's going to be the best strategy, you know, to make sure I'm recovered for cross country nationals on Monday, but also race my best event on Saturday at indoor nationals. So I have a lot of things to balance, and Coach and I are trying to figure that out as soon as possible.
So I know track is generally an individual sport, but of course there's the team aspect that's heavy in it too. But you ran the anchor of the winning distance medley relay on day one. So tell us about the rest of your team, because I know it's not just one person, of course, that wins those relay events.
Yes, I love relay events. Coming up in my high school, we really focused only on relay events, the 4x800, the DMR, and it felt so nice to do it back in college. I'm a soccer player at heart, and I'm definitely a big team player, so it felt really nice to win as a team and, you know, celebrate with other people. So I really enjoyed the DMR. It was probably my favorite race of the weekend.
Well, what excites you most? I know I'm around the other team aspects, and I don't get to call the individual sports per se, but what kind of fires you up about that team aspect? Is it the camaraderie? Is it obviously most of the time you're going to class together? What is it?
I think it's definitely the camaraderie, and also the fact that when you're running, you're not running just for yourself. You're running for your teammates. So you want to stay accountable and, you know, do it for them in addition to doing it for yourself.
All right. Anytime I have a Rice student athlete on, I can't get away from asking this. And I'm sure we talked about this back in October when you were on, but give us the update on the classes. You mentioned how it's tough with the distance learning, but just what's a favorite class or two, favorite professor or two, one or both?
I'd have to say my favorite class at the moment is biomechanics. It's pretty cool and it has a lot of running involved in it. And then another class that I really like is photography. I actually got to take it with my sister, and she's a senior, so this is like our only opportunity to take it together. And I'm having a lot of fun in that class.
Well, hopefully you get back into class sometime soon. We trust the Rice folks to do what's right for you all. But hey, if we keep up this rate, Grace, you'll be on a lot more, hopefully a couple times each athletic year. But keep up the great work. Best of luck. I know you'll have that big decision, but thanks for joining us here, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Grace Forbes here joining us on Rice Owls Insider. Stay tuned. We'll talk some swimming coming up next with Owls swimming coach Seth Houston joining us here on Rice Owls Insider.
Have no post-game plans? You do now. Head down the street to Little Woodrow's in Rice Village and relax over indoor and outdoor games, sports, and drink specials that a college student cannot refuse. All you have to do is bring your student ID to enjoy $2.50 domestic drafts. Also, don't miss out on our Monday college nights as we've got $2 domestic drafts and $3 shots. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on all our upcoming events and specials. Little Woodrow's, the official Rice Owls game day head. Quarters.
The Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites is the preferred hotel for anybody visiting the medical center, the museum district, or Rice University. We offer the largest suites in the medical center, complete with full kitchens, and our full-service restaurant and outdoor pool will make your stay complete. We look forward to having you experience the Wyndham Houston Medical Center Hotel and Suites soon. And if you need a group rate or need 10 or more rooms, don't forget to call 713-528-7744. That's 713-528-7744.
Welcome back to Rice Owls Insider. Here again, the voice of the Owls, J.P. Heath.
Welcome back on Rice Owls Insider. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a bit, we'll look ahead to the Rice Owls basketball weekend coming up, tell you where you can catch that. But this is Seth Houston's 19th season leading the Owls swimmers. They've won three Conference USA championships on Coach Houston's watch. They're looking for a fourth this very week in Atlanta as we record it. And I had the nerve, Coach, to ask Sully when we were setting up this interview, do you think 9 a.m. is too early for Coach? Like, you've been up 5-6 hours by 9 a.m., right?
Well, we already did have our practice this morning. So I've walked the dog. So I've gotten a full day in already.
Yeah, I so want to be like that. But anyway, now to the water at hand. This year, COVID seems to make a lot more one-on-one dual meets, I know. And as I've talked with the other coaches, everybody's had to adjust. But how have the protocols affected not only the multi-team championships with all the league teams and the venue at one time, but also just how you all have done it day-to-day basis?
Well, I'd say on the meets, we've definitely had to make some adjustments, particularly in the fall. I mean, this fall schedule we had just got thrown out, and we just kind of revamped it. Actually, we revamped the spring schedule. The only thing that has stayed true is when our conference championship is, and that's this week. But We did all dual meets all the way through. The first time we swam a meet with multiple teams was about 2 weeks ago. And it was basically us in Houston and Tulane and North Texas brought a handful of athletes. And it was more of a time trial. So that really changed. I love dual meets, though. I love, you know, head-to-head competition and every swim counts on your team. So I really feel like we rise to the occasion for those. Training-wise, things, it was, again, pretty crazy fall. You know, I got COVID, and you'd have thought the world ended for my team. They were all freaked out, and I had a fever, and I was sick, and I was back about, 10 days later. So the teams, I think, really adjusted really well to that. They've done a great job following the university's culture of care and being safe and testing all the time. So training wise, the only thing different is we spread out more in the pool and I have to yell a little bit louder and to get their attention across the pool. But we've almost been babied because now we're two in a lane and you don't really have to share a whole lot of space with anybody else. It's I don't know what's going to happen when we go back to the normal. They kind of like it like this, I think.
They will adjust, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You'll do that along with them. But tell us the high water points, pun intended, of this season. What have you liked about the Owl swimmers and even some improvements as you look? Because I know you have a lot of young swimmers too.
Yeah. Well, it was really hard to see a lot happening in the fall. Everybody came back this year in completely different levels of conditioning. Some were able to train through the summer. Others hadn't touched the water. And just different levels of that. So it was a different year of trying to bring them all back and try to get them into the condition that you need to be in. I would really say since we've returned in January, we've really hit a great stride and a great rhythm. And honestly, I really appreciated the opportunity that they pushed school back 2 weeks. It basically gave us a 3-week training camp of no distractions, which really, I think, has given us a lot of momentum here into February.
Now, a little more about the Atlanta happenings right now, but multi-CUSA champion Ellery Parrish in her final meet, selected to be on USA Swimming's National Leadership Council. I know that was a huge feather in her cap, but what has she and the other seniors meant to this program? I always like asking that to coaches with the park seniors.
Well, they are a pretty unique group. Every so often you have a really just strong senior class that comes in as freshmen and they kind of roll right through. And you could see we had a lot of leaders when they were freshmen. They definitely were very engaged as sophomores. It's just held true with our team. As your seniors go, so does your team. And I just, our seniors train right. They take care of themselves. They go to the trainer. They ask questions. I mean, they just do so many things. And I think they exude such a great example to the rest of the team. And I would also say, I feel really, really confident in them in their final team meet coming up. I think they're going to swim really, really, really well. And again, if they are swimming great and performing at a high level, we're going to have a lot of people follow that. Mm-hmm. So that, Ellery has been fantastic. She looks really good. Brittany Bowie, Lindsay Mathis, have really had great careers and are looking strong. Nicole Lindberg, I think is having her, she might be having her best season ever. And she's just gotten better every year. I just feel really good about what all the seniors are bringing this year.
Where could Owls fans and you and the coaching staff obviously know it the best, but where do y'all have a chance at winning some individual event titles? Where are you the strongest, you think?
I don't know if I want to go out on the limb on making predictions and calls, but uh, we we're going to be really competitive in just about any event. And really any event is going to be, it's up for grabs. You know, I think FIU has a really, some really strong sprinters. You know, that might be tough for us to win an event there, but I think 200 back, 200 fly, the mile, 200 free, 200 IM. You know, we look like, I think we even have the top seed in a number of those events right now. So I think we're going to win some relays. So should be exciting meet. That's why we're going to go. We're going to find out where it all plays out.
Yeah, and finally, this meet is at the same Georgia Tech Swim Center, from what I'm told, host of the 1996 Olympics. How big is it for not only you and the staff to coach at a venue like that, but for the swimmers, I'm sure, that at least, I mean, even as long ago as that was, that the swimming history probably isn't lost on them?
No, it's not. I mean, it is funny, though. You've got a number of girls at this point. They weren't even born then, so they don't even know the Olympics was at that facility. But it's first class. I mean, it's, you know, one of the three or four, five nicest competition pools in the country. And so that we've been able to secure that for our conference championship is great. I mean, it's a fast pool. It's got a lot of history, and it's, you know, you can't ask for a better venue.
Hey coach, I always enjoy our chats. I know you're blowing it going here, trying to get off to the FDL there. So thanks for the time. And I know you don't need it, but best of luck. Okay.
We'll take all the help we can get, JP. So thanks a lot. And we'll see you the next time.
Here you go. Go out. Stay tuned. More on Rice House Insider. We'll wrap it up right after this.
The members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 716 built the things that make Rice University and Houston great, and we want you to join us. Build a better career. To find out more, visit IBEW716.net.
Well, what did I tell you? Was that not well-balanced? Wasn't lying. That is a wrap on another edition here of Rice Owls Insider. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast outlet of choice. We're on YouTube as well. If you're watching, you know that. If you're listening, you might not. If you're watching, you might not know, hey, we're podcast too. So see what we're doing? Just covering all the bases, pun intended, there with a Rice Baseball Talk coming up in a second. But thanks to all of our great guests here this week, the U.S. Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association National Female Athlete of the Week, Grace Forbes, joined us. Props to her for giving us the time before one of her workouts, but just an outstanding Rice true student athlete. Props to Coach Houston for taking time in his busy schedule before heading out to Atlanta. And of course, Scott Parrott, thanks to him. His Owls have the upcoming trip to Ruston against Louisiana Tech. That's 6:30 Friday from the Thomas Assembly Center. Saturday, 1 o'clock on CBS Sports. Houston Methodist pregame is on TuneIn, the Owls Game Day app, and at riceowls.com if you would like to sync us up. Always tweet those out. By the way, a shameless plug on the March to 1000 at Rice Owls Voice. We would appreciate, I don't know why I had to get so sincere there, but appreciate your following there. But Owls baseball getting underway. Better wrap up. I'm getting giddy. But Rice took 2 of 3 from HBU at Reckling Park. Rice will be down in Lafayette against those Raging Cajun. Hate that I'm going to miss that one. But Garrett Jones will be filling in for me on that one. Young guy definitely has it covered. I know for a fact you'll enjoy his work. But have a great rest of this day or night. God bless. Go Owls. Rice fight. Talk to you next time here on the Rice Owls Insider Podcast from Learfield IMG College.
On the Rice Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to Rice Owls Insider, powered by IBEW Local 716, lighting up Rice University in Houston for over 100 years. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Rice Sports Network.